This hour is brought to you by NJ Diet. NJ Diet contractually guarantees that you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Go to NJDiet.com or call them at 855-5-NJ-DIET.
Live from State Street and the Old National Bank Studio, this is Waddle and Sylvie. See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Or listen to the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
This is WMVP, WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
All right, as Adam Schefter joins us here, let's give away a couple of pairs of these VIP access passes to Football Fest. Schefty will be there along with Field Yates, and it is free. You can attend this. It's a week from Saturday, August 20th, Hard Rock Casino in Northern Indiana. It's a great spot. It is free to register. It won't cost you anything. In years past, when we had the old fantasy football convention, it cost you anywhere between $10 and $20. There is no charge to get in. All you have to do is register at ESPNFootballFest.com. What we're giving away right now, so you're like, well, why are you giving away free tickets if they're free? Well, we're giving away here, and we will do it later in the show, is we're giving away the VIP tickets. This gives you an early entrance. Instead of doors opening at 10, doors open at 9. You get an exclusive meet and greet with Schefty, Field, and all of us at ESPN 1000. You'll get complimentary food and drink. You'll have a special area at the convention for VIPs at Football Fest. So it's going to be outstanding. You got to be 21 years or older. If you want these VIP tickets, 312-332-3776. Let's give it away to Roquan is what, 58?
Yes.
Let's go callers 5 and 8. 5 and 8 for Roquan Smith. And if you don't win and you don't have your tickets yet, sign up online for free at ESPNFootballFest.com. Chef, are you excited to make your way back to Chicago?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Family's never been there before. Ooh, so they've never seen it, which is amazing to me. And so I'm excited for my wife and my children to see Chicago.
And as you've told us, for those who may not be aware, you spent time here after college, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to graduate school there, lived there for a year. My parents often traveled there on business, and obviously I went to Michigan and had a number of friends who are from the Chicago. I've been to Chicago so many times. I lived in the city for a year. So I always have had great affection for Chicago and consider it one of the great cities in our country. Love it there, and I'm excited to just show it to my family.
Schefty, did the team stink when you were here, too? Like, it's kind of been like a common theme throughout the last couple of decades.
When I was there, Michael was dominating with the Bulls. The Bears were, you know, listen, they were not a great team, but Ditko is raging on the sidelines.
All right.
Playing quarterback. They were fun, right?
Yeah.
They weren't the 85 Bears, but I was there in 89, 90. You know, it was good. The baseball teams, I went to a number of Cub games. They were good back then. They went to the playoffs when I was there. So, no, Chicago sports were good then.
See, awesome. We got to have you move back then.
Yeah.
Maybe it's you.
Absolutely.
You know? And you were watching a young Tom Waddle emerge for the Bears.
I was toiling on the practice squad in 89 and 90. So, Schefty had no idea who the hell I was.
So, am I telling you, like, Tom knows how good those Bears were.
Yeah.
And he made them infinitely better.
Don't put that on me. Like, it wasn't the reason. No, I'm joking.
Okay, we go the other way and say that's where the fall of the Bears started when Tom was still being along the roster, right?
I love
that's
it.
That's right.
I love
that's
it.
Awesome. All right, Schefty, what are we supposed to make out of the news that we just got that Roquan Smith has been removed from the PUP list? What does that mean, and how do you interpret this?
Well, basically means, I asked, he's not injured. He's not hurt. So they're taking him off the list. And, again, he may not intend to practice, but at some point in time, he's going to have to practice, I think, right?
Yeah.
The team, at some point in time, they've played nice and played the soft all along. But at some point in time, if they ever want to play the goal, and that would make it ugly, they could just say, hey, you know, we're going to start fining you if you don't practice here. Now we're getting into hardcore. Now maybe it becomes counterproductive. But the fact of the matter is he's under contract. He's healthy. He's off the physically unable to perform list. So we're getting closer and closer. The season's now under a month away. right? So here we go. And, you know, look, my view from the outside is that the Bears have made a number of what sounds like to me compelling offers. Now, I could be proven otherwise, but I've chatted about some offers with some other people connected to the Bears, and I've run those numbers past other teams, and they're like, wow. In their mind, they felt like that was they feel like it's fair. But obviously, Roquan Smith doesn't. He feels like he's being mistreated, and that's his perspective. And so we'll see where this goes.
How much nastier do these things get typically, Shefty, when the player's representing himself?
Well, he's representing himself, but he's got advisors around him. And so I don't know whether the Bears are dealing directly with him or directly with people on his team. He doesn't have an agent per se, but he's got people working on Team Roquan Smith to get this deal done.
And what is the feeling around the NFL universe about where he is in terms of the better off-ball linebackers in the league? Does somebody value him as the best player at that spot, or do people have him behind Shaq Leonard and Fred Warner and a few others?
Well, I haven't broken it down to ask that way, but I think that the money that's going to be out there is comparable to those guys. Comparable to those guys, and I think he wants to beat those guys. So, you know, we'll see what happens and how this plays out. Don't know how it's going to play out. But he believes he's worth top dollar. It sounds like the Bears are willing to pay him, according to some of these linebackers, and we'll see where it all goes.
Adam Schefter joining us. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. You mentioned that like it could get worse now. Do you believe that if Roquan doesn't come out with that note yesterday, that the Bears still have him on PUP, hoping to save him from fines, and they work this out? Is this their counter move to the note he sent out yesterday?
I don't know the answer to that. You know, I don't know the answer. I just think we're getting closer here, preseason starting. And so, look, I think they're... Yeah, whether it's related to the note yesterday, I don't know, but they're laying the groundwork for him to have to get back, which he has to do at some point in time if he wants to get paid and not violate his contract. Like, these hold-ins are a new trend, and we see him going on. There's one in Los Angeles right now with Derwin James that's going on simultaneously to Roquan Smith. He has not practiced at all also, and so the Chargers are in a similar position. But at some point in time, whether it's the Chargers or the Bears, I would think it's within the team's rights to say you have to practice here.
Yeah. Especially with a new regime setting the floor and everything like that. So, you know, when you look at this and you advance it with a guy who's, like you said, just advisors and a guy who's a rookie general manager, mm-hmm. Do you believe that this eventually will get solved, or does it end with a trade?
I don't care that it's a rookie general manager, because he's got people around him in the front office who have done this for a while and understand it, right? He's got a cap guy that worked in the league office. He's got a cap guy that's been around the Bears organization for a long time. He's got a couple of guys. It's not like he is unilaterally making the decision on where numbers should go. So I don't think that we should confuse the fact that Ryan Poles is a rookie general manager with how this negotiation plays out. It's a tough spot for everybody. Roquan wants to be paid like he's a true free agent right now. The Bears, like I said, from what I can gather, certainly sound like they've made a compelling offer. And both sides are stuck. The Bears feel like he is asking a lot. He feels like the Bears aren't giving enough. And here we are.
Shefty, the fine that the Bears are allowed to I guess, place on him, it's 40 grand, right, for a mispractice that's not injury related. Is that mandatory that he gets fined that, or is that up to the team's discretion?
Team's discretion right now. But they could start fining him at some point if they want, I believe.
Yeah.
If they do choose, Shefty, to trade him, we've tried to theorize that, hey, he's an inside linebacker, very good, but he's still an inside linebacker who needs a new deal. Can you get a first round pick for a player like Roquan Smith?
I don't know, but I don't think so. And I say that only because you have to pay the player and you've got to pay the Bears. And this is where it gets tricky, right? What team that's out there is going to be willing to pay him today north of $20 million? Is there a team out there?
That's a good question. To play an pay an off-ball linebacker, I'm not sure.
You would think it's a win-now team, right?
Yeah. You pay an off-ball that much money. Number one, how many teams have the space to do that today?
Right.
Number two, how many teams have the need to do that today? Number three, how many teams can have the space, have the need, and then also be willing to compensate the Bears to give them enough to make them want to trade the guy? Like, it's not a simple thing to do.
I would think the leverage, I mean, I feel very confidently all of the leverage, you know, sits in the hands of the Bears. Because it's a team that's in transition. If this was a win-now team and Roquan was a quarterback, then he has leverage. The fact is, this is not a win-now team. He's not a quarterback. He's a middle linebacker in a 4-3 defense. So who needs this fifth year of service to actually reach free agency? He's virtually got no leverage.
And I think the Bears are playing nice up until now. But at some point, that niceness has to go away.
Yeah.
And at some point, they're going to have to say, listen, we have tried to make you a fair competitive offer to make you one of the highest paid linebackers in the game. Either you want that offer or you're playing it out. Your choice.
Right. Hey, Chef.
Right? It's not. And by the way, when you're talking about trading him also, now we'll bring in the rookie GM. So now the rookie GM, in his first big showdown with a player, allows a player who's under contract, who they're offering to make one of the highest paid players at his position, the freedom to go sit out and then, oh, we'll go trade you because you didn't get what you want.
Right.
That's probably not a great precedent for the rookie GM.
Right. So you're probably then setting it up for when you're better for other players to think they could push the general manager around.
Exactly.
Yeah, it just there's a lot of things. You know, to me, from my perspective, the Bears, if somebody wants to explain it to me another way, I think they've played nice to now.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it sounds like they've made competitive offers. It sounds like they're willing to make him one of the highest paid linebackers in the National Football League. They're allowing him to be there and not practice without issuing fines. He is under contract. Like, am I missing something?
No, I think you nailed it. I think we're all on the same page here. But, look, it's been a weird situation. Away from the Bears, Shefty, when should we all anticipate that the league comes down with their appeal decision on Deshaun Watson and what that will be?
Well, I can tell you what it's going to be.
It's going to be a fun
year. I don't know
where
it's going to come. I'd be shocked. You know, if they don't suspend him indefinitely for at least this season, like that's where Roger Goodell wants to take this, where the National Football League wants to. They appointed somebody that they've worked with, that they know, that they're comfortable with. They didn't just do this blindly and hope that Peter Harvey will make the decision that they're hoping for. Okay, so the league has wanted him off the field for 2022. Now there are other factors and other ways this could be impacted, like the PA could sue them and take this to federal court. That could happen. The two sides could settle. That could happen. There are a lot of different outcomes. But as we sit here today, the most likely outcome, and I don't believe it's close right now, would be that Deshaun Watson does not play a regular season game in 2022, despite the fact that he is scheduled to start Friday night in their preseason opener against Jacksonville. But when we're talking regular season games, I think right now, with the way the current situation stands, it would be an upset if he played the season.
Shefty, there's also been talk of like this massive fine in the neighborhood of $10 million.
Yeah.
What is the collectively bargained rule with regard to the maximum amount a player can be fined?
Well, I think Peter Harvey can impose whatever fine he wants. The league is not just going to blindly say, we're fining you $100 million. You know, then obviously they would appeal that. They would sue the league, whatever it would be. They're not going to come up with some arbitrary number. But I can tell you that there is concern in the league office. There were hurt feelings, or what's the phrase I'm looking for? There were, how about this, pissed off people.
Yes.
With the way that the Watson camp did its job to get him an incredible contract.
The biggest contract in NFL history.
And to try to circumvent, essentially, minimize the losses that he would incur if he were suspended this year. And the Browns basically signed off on every penny of it. Yes, we'll give you a fully guaranteed contract. Yes, we will minimize your salary for 2022 so that if you're suspended, you lose the minimum amount of money. Yes, we will backload it. Yes, we will do whatever you want, Deshaun Watson, despite the fact that there are, at this time, 25 civil suits against you, despite the fact that you may get suspended indefinitely, despite the fact that, again, the judge is going to write in her opinion that she believes that the league proved that you committed sexual assault and your behavior was egregious and predatory. Despite all that, we will give you every single penny we can and structure it whatever way you want.
Wow. Crazy. Adam Schefter joining us for another minute on ESPN 1000. And I was going to ask you, now we talk a lot about on the show about this. It goes into the Watson situation. It circles back to Roquan. When did this happen, Schefty, where every player who is up for a new deal or is negotiating a new deal won't accept the new deal except if they're the highest paid guy and they beat the last contract? Like Lamar Jackson wants to now beat the Deshaun Watson contract. He's not better than some of the other quarterbacks, but because he's the latest guy, he can get that. Roquan wants to beat the other inside linebackers. When did this all start where you have to be the top guy in order to agree to any of this?
Well, it's always been there. You know, Tom Waddle, at one point in time, wanted to be the highest paid receiver in football. But it's a question of what a team is willing to pay you, right? Like, everybody could want to be the highest paid at their position. Some guys have a legitimate argument for it. Other guys do not. Other guys that are free agents have a case to get more money when they're true free agents. Other guys who are under contract don't. Other guys who play quarterback can argue whatever they want because quarterbacks have the most left. I don't think this is anything new. It's just that you're seeing some of it this offseason manifest itself in the form of certain deals going to wide receivers, quarterbacks, where the money has grown larger and larger than it ever was in the past.
Yeah, maybe owners are more willing to do that. Really quick, before we let you go, tell Waddle that he's got to watch Hard Knocks because I think he feels burnt out by Hard Knocks, but tell him that this season's pretty good.
Well, I got to be honest. I was flying back from Seattle last night. I did not get to see it. I have it DVR'd. I'm planning to watch it tonight, but all the scuttlebutt about it was that it was worth watching. I did see the clip of Aiden Hutchinson, which was truly one of the great clips I've seen on Hard Knocks in a long time. So that alone made me want to watch it. And, yeah, I'm planning to watch it, but everybody seems to think it went great. So, Tom, you want to come over and watch it tonight?
You're
invited to watch it with the Schefters.
Absolutely. I'll be there. What time?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
Real quick as well, The consensus around the football universe is the Lions are going to be a little bit better. What are your expectations for who they're going to be this year inside this division?
I agree. You know, and I agree for a few reasons. I agree because they were in so many games last year that were so close that they just didn't win. Like, that went down to the last series. And some of those games are going to swing their way. In addition to the fact that they did add more talent, and there are many people around the league that believe that they have one of the best offensive lines in the league. So if you have one of the best offensive lines in the league, and you can run the ball with DeAndre Swift, and Jamal Williams, and you've got on the outside guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown and DJ Shark and Jameson Williams and TJ Hockenson and a great offensive line, and Jared Goff has been a solid quarterback, was adjusting. If he plays well as he did occasionally in L.A., I think this team is going to be a surprise kind of team. Now, I'm not saying they're going to the playoffs, but I think they're going to be better than people think.
Interesting.
Good stuff, Schefty. We appreciate you. Thank you, and we will see you at Football Fest.
Thanks, Schefty.
Look forward to it. Thank you, guys.
There you go. There's Adam Schefter. So, again, as he pointed out, there's a lot still that no one really knows about this because it's Roquan and his team and the Bears. But he is saying that this is all basically the Bears have all the leverage.
They do. I mean, like, and I think we've all said that all along. I mean, the hope was is they would find common ground. It felt like, I think, to all of us that Roquan sent a shot across the bow in his attempt to negotiate. yesterday when that Instagram post was released and that we found out about it.
Was that on Instagram originally?
I think he sent it directly to
yes, Rappaport.
It was off of his iPhone notes. And yes, Ian Rappaport tweeted out
that he
the
sent
statement
it, yeah,
from Roquan.
Yeah. He just copied and pasted to Roquan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So however he delivered it, it felt like a shot across the bow. And I agree with Shefty. I think the Bears have kind of played this, you know, with kid gloves, so to speak, and have been played nice with it. And now they've kind of called his bluff. And the report is I don't know the exact numbers, but he, as you heard Shefty say, I think there's been a significant offer. It may not be an offer that would make him the highest paid off-ball linebacker in the league. It may not pay him like Shaq Leonard. But I think we've all kind of come, have we come to the conclusion as a group that, listen, Shaq Leonard's been a more dynamic player to this point than Roquan Smith. 17 forced fumbles versus one forced fumble. You know, Roquan, I think, has more tackles for losses. We can do the stat comparison. Shaq Leonard has been a first-team all-pro player 3 years. Roquan has not been a first-team all-pro player, hasn't been a Pro Bowl player. So,
and I think it's interesting the role that Eberflus plays because he coached Leonard.
Correct.
On defense. And maybe he's told Poles, we like him. I don't believe that he's him.
But we're not going to pay him the way that Shaq Leonard was paid. So if you offered him a reasonable deal that would make him the third, fourth, or fifth highest paid middle linebacker in the league, the Bears look at that as a reasonable offer. Roquan wants to be the highest paid linebacker. I don't know how you bridge that gap.
I want to ask you when we come back if this was actually backwards, if maybe the Roquan Smith stuff was spurred by hearing that he was going to be taken off the PUP list. I want you to react to that. Maybe that theory is out there too, but are the Bears stepping up and now drawing a line in the sand saying, oh yeah, you want to send out stuff and you want to negotiate publicly? Well, we're not going to play nice as we've all speculated, and we're going to take you off a PUP and then we could start fining you. How do you feel about this? It's playing out right in front of our eyes. It's been messy. This hasn't been the best year for Bears fans. You've dealt with a lot, whether it's Pace and Nagy, and then the coaching search, and then the busted signing of a defensive tackle, and then not supporting Justin Fields like a lot of people have wanted, and now a messy contract dispute. It's all happened here in the last several months. And then we know this is going to be a bumpy ride all season. 312-332-3776.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
So here's the latest on the Roquan situation. Ian Rappaport was tweeting, the Bears are taking him off of PUP. That's physically unable to perform. They were basically doing him a solid where they didn't have to fine him that way.
It's in the collective bargaining agreement. Somebody in his situation, going into his fifth year, if he sits out for a non-injury-related issue, they can fine you up to $40,000 a day. And if you miss a preseason game, they also have the ability to fine you 1/118th of your salary as
well. But that's the ability. Do they have to enforce that? I was led to believe that the new collective bargaining agreement made teams not be able to. Maybe if you choose to fine them, they can't wipe them out. Maybe that's correct. The new rule. So the Bears can still,
I believe so,
take
yes.
him off of PUP but choose not to fine him?
I believe that's at. I think that's what Shefty said. It's at their discretion.
So then what's, and here's my other question that I had. Was Roquan, like I asked the question originally, is this the Bears' response to Roquan's note yesterday? Or could it be the opposite where they approach Roquan and they're like, look, we got to take you off physically unable to perform. We've got exhibition games coming up. We need you on the field. We're taking you off of PUP. That angered Roquan and maybe that spurred him to send out the note.
It's an interesting thought. I don't know the answer to that. Who started this slap fest?
Look,
I don't know, but this is where
towards,
we are.
Yeah.
And the truth is again, and I think we've all been on the same page. We all like Roquan. He's a fantastic player. I have reservations about making him the highest paid middle linebacker or off the ball linebacker in football because I don't think he's as good as Shaq Leonard. I don't think that he's as good as Fred Warner. Is he in the same team photo? Yeah. So pay him 5 years, $90 million, and that's an equitable offer and move on. But he doesn't have a lot of leverage in this situation. He needs that
fifth year. He's not a free agent.
Yeah, he's not a free agent. And the Bears can just decide, look, we've given you a reasonable offer, a fair offer, a very generous offer. If you don't want to take it, you're just going to have to. Not only do you need to, are you under our control this year at $9 million? We could franchise you at the end of the year if we wanted to.
There's so much working against Roquan right now. You know, not to mention the fact not having an agent, someone there who's like a voice of reason. Forget the fact that it's hard enough where he's hearing the emotional aspect of Ryan Poles just laying it out, saying to him, listen, we love you, Roquan. And probably truly meaning that, but also pointing out that, hey, man, you're as good as you may think you are and can be, you're not Darius Leonard, check, and look at the stats. And Eberflus is probably in Poles' ear saying, listen, I love Roquan Smith, but he, sir, is no Darius Leonard.
Are you saying, though, that his agent would be telling him that, too?
No. I think his agent, though, would be able to talk to Ryan Poles. And his agent, having done this...
It would be more of a buffer.
And his agent also would be, like, not taking it personally. Yeah.
Right.
Like, saying, like, yeah, Roquan's probably the third best inside linebacker in football. Maybe the second. And so I understand why you can't give him... You can't break the record.
And by the way... You know, they're sitting inside the four walls of that building, and you can feel however you want about the following. They're going to have to find another wide receiver. You're going to have to possibly find,
a tackle.
There are a lot of... A dresser. You're going to have a lot of money to spend. I get it. But you have a lot of needs to fill. And right now, to give an offer of, let's just say, to make Roquan Smith the third highest paid off-ball linebacker in the league for a team that is acknowledged to rebuild and has so many different needs, you can look at them and say, I can understand where you're coming from.
You know, I was thinking about all the cap room the Bears have and how Roquan figures it out. Then I was sort of thinking about next year and about how free agency in the NFL is so different. The Bears will probably have at least one tackle position to fill. They will have, like we said, at least one really big pass rusher, a wide receiver at least, and they may have to pay Mooney sooner than they want to if he has a really big year. The problem is in NFL free agency is it's not baseball free agency where every guy is available, where you can get Bryce Harper, where you can get guys when they come. A Trey Turner is going to be, a Correa, on and on and on. Most stars in the NFL never see free agency. No,
because the teams buy him out of it.
Right. And the only way you really get a star is to trade for him these days. Like, it's you're really paying for second tier, the Christian Kirks of the world, like this past year.
Yeah. I mean, and Kirk Cousins, you know, years and years ago. I mean, that's what, in free agency, most instances, those are the guys that you're paying, and then you end up paying them like they're the top players at their positions, right. And they're not.
They're not.
The other thing that Schefter said is that he found it unlikely that a team would be willing to give up more than a first-round pick for him, or, you know, give up a first-round pick for him. And that's where, too, if he had an agent could be making those calls,
finding the other interest. Teams,
and he could see if someone was willing to part with a first-round pick and also pay Roquan Smith.
So amplify that, too. You're right, Jeff. I mean, that was probably even a more important part of the discussion or the points that Shefty brought up. Look, finding a trade partner that has, A, the money to spend he wants $20 million a year for an off-ball linebacker position. Who's got that money? Who's willing to pay that money? Who's got the draft currency to actually trade what the Bears may want for him? Like, that's a big ask for another team.
Jason Honeycutt has a good comment inside the Twitch chat. You can watch us on twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Stop arguing in there, too, and, like, fighting about dumb stuff. Honeycutt usually doesn't, and that's why I like Jason.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jake and Jeff. You were talking about Twitch.
It's driving me nuts, some of these personal fights that a lot of our fans have. Like, they come to us, and I'm appreciative, but, man, stop fighting.
What have I told you about social media?
Jason says, I never understand this. He's a proven, in all caps, commodity, an all-pro, second-teamer, was a first-round pick, and he's still young. How isn't he worth at least where he was drafted? Clearly he isn't. People are talking about a second and a third would be great. I just don't get it.
Well,
so this is, what, seventh overall?
Yes. Well, think about it. If you've got the seventh pick overall and you don't have the cap space, wouldn't you think that your goal is to find the next Roquan Smith that isn't going to cost you $20 million a year? He's going to cost you $4 million a year because he's on a rookie contract.
Is it almost like a running back where they're cool to draft? I mean, but should people stop drafting inside linebackers this early then?
It's funny. Carmen the Good Kid went through this exercise. It was yesterday or the day before about where even the franchise tag number is. And the middle linebacker franchise tag number is below the tight end tag number.
Because they don't score.
Right. So, it's... Look, we all like Roquan. We all think he's a fantastic player. They're not in position to be sending good players away. They need to acquire players. But at the same time, you know, you've got to decide what's equitable and what you're willing to do, knowing that you have 1,000 other issues that you have to address.
If the Bears, too, were in a better spot where they were trying to compete this year, they might feel more urgency to get a deal done and have Roquan out on the field leading their defense. Yes. But the reality is, when they're in this spot,
he's not important to them.
He is important to them. He sets their salary cap now. What they pay him is vital. He is super important to them.
Okay, well, we'll see what they do with it.
Freddie on the South Side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Freddie?
Hey, how you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
We appreciate you.
Hi,
thank
Freddie.
You.
I'd just like to say I really appreciate everything that Roquan has done, but I think that he's actually asking for too much, and I've been hearing everything that you guys are saying, and I agree with everything. I think right now he's like a cancer to the team. And I would like for him to, if he wants to explore another option, let's just let him go.
I would respectfully disagree with that, Freddie. I don't think he's being a cancer. I think his teammates would welcome him back with open arms. I think everyone has a great appreciation for how well he plays. I don't think that this is some overwhelming distraction that's going to derail this team from getting to the postseason. This is a guy who's asking for a lot of money, and we'll find out whether or not they can find some common ground. I still wouldn't rule out that they do find that common ground. It feels a little bit less likely that this will resolve itself in an extension. Like Roquan's best route at this point, if he doesn't have any interest at all in the offer, if he feels he's been disrespected by the offer, it's very unlikely at this point to think that the Bears are going to want to trade him. But the Bears want him to do is play for $9 million if he doesn't want to play for whatever they're offering. And Roquan's best interest is to get this fifth year under his belt and then become a free agent and then go shop yourself to each and everybody that's out there.
But if he has a good year, the Bears won't want to get rid of him and they'll want to franchise him. And then he's playing on another singular year.
That is true. But like,
and then they can franchise him again.
He can't control that. The only thing he can really control, though, is to get through his fifth year to have that as an option that he has the right to become an unrestricted free agent.
But isn't that another point, too, where an agent could be laying all this out for
of
him?
Course.
Being like, hey, Roquan,
yes.
as bad as you think this deal, like, it's not what you envision, perhaps. But the reality is that if the Bears are willing to make you the third highest paid linebacker and you don't have to risk injury again, it's probably in your best interest, if you like being in Chicago, to take that deal.
Maybe that's also where some of that element of, you remember when polls said there was a record-breaking elements to this deal. Maybe, the flat number is
the guaranteed money.
Yeah, maybe it makes him the third highest paid, off-ball linebacker in the league. But maybe if he reaches certain things, he will become the highest. I don't know how the contract is structured.
Eddie on the north side, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, boys. So the last thing I think is linebackers get sacks, and he doesn't. I can see where the Bears are coming from. He grew up with all studs, with Khalil Mack and all these other guys that got let go. How good are you without these guys? Because you are only as good as who you're playing with. We'll see how Tariq Hill does, too, this year without Mahomes and all of that, too. And he should whatever he could take. If they're going to franchise him, let's see how good he was. Because the only thing that matters to the Bears that I heard on this, on these airways, is the quarterback. And he has nothing to do with the development of him. So from right there, is if he looks like he wants to get more, then let him go. The next guy that will come in.
I don't think you let him go, but you don't let just got good players go. Again, you could franchise him. If Roquan plays, then you could franchise. What I don't want happening is a good player turning into a bad player because he's bad, like what happened with Allen Robinson. I hated what happened with Allen Robinson. The Bears lost a good player last year on the field in production, and then he was bad to the point where they were happy to just let him go. And now we got nothing for Allen Robinson, nothing to show for it.
Sylvie, but you know Justin Fields couldn't get him the ball. I mean, what?
We got Darnell Mooney the ball. I don't know what happened.
Hard thing where but, I think this whole management that came in wants to cut loose with everybody that was there from the previous regime and everything. So I was.
But Eddie, I don't think that's the case.
Even shop Justin Fields.
Yeah, Eddie, I don't think that they. I think that they've told you. Ryan Poles met the media yesterday and said that my goal is to get Roquan Smith re-signed here. By the way, this defense last year ranked 23rd in run D. They gave up 125 yards per game on the ground. They gave up almost 4.5 yards per carry. So, I mean, factor in all of these statistics and come to a decision how much you think the player is worth. I don't know what they offered him. I look at it, and as an idiot, I say 5 years and $90 million. That's $18 million a year. That makes him the third highest paid off-ball linebacker in the league behind Shaq Leonard and Fred Warner, who I believe 90% of the people out there would tell you he's a tick below both of those guys. Fantastic player. But probably just a touch below those guys. So an $18 million a year offer for 5 years is probably a pretty reasonable offer for a guy who doesn't sack quarterbacks and has one forced fumble
in four years. That is staggering.
Shaq Leonard is 17.
But he's like tops in tackles for losses, which you lose yards. Right. Those are valuable.
So when you do that, I'm with you 100%. Look, I want him on this team. But when you do the back and forth and you try to put yourself in that negotiating room, Roquan's saying, I led the league in tackles for loss. Okay? I'm the anchor of this defense, which, by the way, this past year ranked 23rd in run D. You were missing Akeem Hicks a lot of the time. You were missing Eddie Goldman, right? You were missing Khalil Mack was out for however long he was out as well. The run defense was 23rd this year. Give them 125 yards per game and 4.5 yards per carry. Like, these are all the conversations. These are the pieces to the conversations that are taking place. So they're going to tell you, and this is why it gets nasty and it gets a little bit personal, because Roquan's going to come in and say, I was overlooked. I'm playing on all pro or a pro bowl level. I got overlooked. They're going to say,
where are the fumbles?
No, yeah, there's no all pro, shingle over here on your wall. You know, the other guy over here that you want to be paid more than has been a first team all pro linebacker in football the last 3 years. He's created 17 forced fumbles. You've created one. Like, again, this is where negotiations get nasty.
Right, and he's hearing it.
And he's hearing it.
Firsthand.
And this is why an agent would be beneficial.
312-332-3776. We will find the great in all this. We will continue to talk about the Roquan Smith situation. The Bears are taking him off the PUP list. That means he may be starting to get fined. And this is going to be very interesting. 332-3776. If you have a thought, all about it.
Oh, the delicious sound of Miller Time. I caught your attention. There's one for you as well.
Appreciate it.
This show, the Waddle and Sylvie Show, celebrates Miller Time every single day. You should do the same because it's fun and it's delicious. And as we have told you, we are going to be taking this show on the road throughout the rest of the year, courtesy of our great friends at Miller Lite. So you must listen every single day to find out where we will be next. Cheers. It's Miller Time. And please celebrate responsibly.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Great to find out there, isn't there? If you want to weigh in on Roquan Smith, Find the Gray is brought to you by Gray Clips. Do we have that sounder, Mallory? I don't want to touch anything because I know we're going through the new software upgrade.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch anything and screw anything around. Find the Gray.
I will have it for you in a moment here.
Ding! Find the Gray.
Find the Grays.
Is brought to you by Gray Clips. It's where Waddle gets his haircut.
Of course, where you should as well.
And he says after he has a surfer look all summer, he will be all dolled up with a business cut.
You get dolled up with a business cut for the football season. That's right.
After Merkin pointed out how you use the term dolled up.
Why is that?
Don't you
get dolled up for like date night with the wife?
I do sort of chuckle at that. I don't use that. I don't harp on it. But ever since he pointed it out, I keep
get all dolled
that.
Up.
I love it.
I do when I go out. I get dolled up.
What's great in your world? Find me some great. Here.
You want some great? The weather is just great today.
All right, really.
Yeah, the weather is fantastic.
What is this, an elevator?
Oh, what do you want? You want your Cubs? Your Cubs won a game today. Yeah. That's great.
Fromil Reyes. He's been great for the Cubs in a couple games.
Yeah. Get your playoff tickets.
Why does it? By the way, did you see this? The Cubs may have killed the Field of Dreams game. Cubs and Reds. We're talking about it tomorrow. This is on NBCSports.com. The MLB will not return to the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Indiana, because of construction, according to Frank Thomas. You know, Frank owns it now. Yeah. So they're like,
Frank can't be happy as the owner of the facility that the Cubs and Reds are rolling into town.
He's shutting it down now. They're doing construction there, so that way they could have like more youth baseball tournaments, and it could be more of a full time thing.
Do you know what's great? I can give you something that's great. Dylan Cease, and he'll be taking the mound tomorrow against Kansas City. Dylan Cease has got a streak of 13 straight starts, giving up one run or less. Is that a major league record? Did it tie a major league record? He's been great. He's getting the Cy Young from me. He's been dirty.
He's been great. He's been all of the above. My great was, again, I've said it a couple of times. I know the hype was out there. I've always loved Hard Knocks. And I've always explained the reason why I like Hard Knocks at this time as opposed to in season. I am missing football. There's no football still going on. It's still boring training camp. So I like to get my fill of football, especially in the dog days of summer. They did the advertisement after the show about this year's in-season team are the Cardinals. And I think that may be intriguing, but in November, I get a football game on Thursday. I get football games on Saturday for college football. I get Sunday football all day, Sunday night football. I get Monday night football. I don't need behind-the-scenes football hard
knocks in
November.
Giving you football with a touch of chaos maybe in the desert.
It could be, and it could be good. But to me, I've never thought Hard Knocks jumped the shark. And I believe this is a perfect team for Hard Knocks.
Did you like last year's with the Cowboys?
I didn't mind it, but what's his name was super boring.
Mike McCarthy?
Mike McCarthy is super boring, super bland. It had its moments. There's no boring. Campbell's great. His whole coaching staff, Deuce Staley, Antoine Randall, Al, Aaron Glenn, all former pro players.
Mark Brunell's their quarterback.
Mark Brunell's their quarterback.
Fraley's their line coach.
They've got a team too that's hungry.
They're gonna bite some kneecaps this year.
And being a Bears rival, they're one of four teams in the North. I think there's more intrigue for Bears fans.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
That's great hearing
that. What is it? I don't know. He's going to say the same thing. Like, what is it? Like,
he doesn't care.
I don't care if you have five hands and 1 foot. I'm going to beat your ass.
He doesn't care what they present to you when Sunday comes around. He wants to let you know if you only have one ass cheek and three toes, we're still going to beat you.
So that means he's picking on those who are less fortunate?
I don't know. I don't think he meant it that way. I think he said any shape or size that you come in. The Lions
listen, don't
will
come
be ready
at Dan
for
Campbell
you.
Right now. Sylvie's got a man crush right now.
Well, listening to all these, not that I care, Eberflus win. Eberflus is super boring, and I sort of got all meatheadish with Dan Campbell last night. I like Dan Campbell. He's jacked. He's doing up downs.
Now you sound like Merkin. you're watching Hard Knocks because Dan Campbell's got a good physique.
Deuce Staley was always a productive fantasy football player for me.
I saw some clips that I thought were. I find it entertaining because it's football.
It is, but this is a good team for
probably
maybe
so.
The Bears do it next year, like
well,
you
the
said.
Bears probably would be a lot more boring than the Lions this year.
Yeah. Do you guys have something to add really quick? Because we got Wilbon coming up and more calls. Meller, you have something to find the great? Jake?
No, I'll defer to Jake if he's got something.
Jake, you got something?
No, I'm with you on Hard Knocks, man. I enjoyed
that. Did
you
watch it?
Yeah, dude. Singing Billie Jean, who was at Hutchinson?
Yeah.
Oh, he had the whole crowd going, right?
And Aiden Hutchinson, the second overall pick.
And I was pumped. I would have run through a wall for Campbell.
Yeah, I'm not running through a wall for anybody.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk to Michael Wilbon. Give you the latest on the Roquan Smith situation. The Bears made a move in that regard today. Is it going to help or hurt the relationship? We'll tell you coming up next.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.